I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. All right, this hour is going to be absolutely electric. Tweeted this out from my personal Twitter account, at the Costos. You Better You Bet has tweeted it out as well, and I would encourage everyone in the YouTube and Twitch chats to hashtag join the conversation. Today is Superman's 86th birthday. He's not a real person. But 86 years ago today, Action Comics won. Yeah. I'd vote for him. For sure.
A, I'm from Krypton. And two, kryptonite really damages me.
I was going to say, should we build a wall to prevent people from Krypton like coming into the country through the border?
That's how they stopped General Zod. They rewrote it. They did something different.
So on this day in 1938, Action Comics number one hit the shelves, featuring the first ever appearances of Superman
and Casey Kasem.
That's a hit the shelves, featuring the first ever appearances of Superman and Lois Lane. So in memorial of that, let's talk superheroes today. In honor of that. Thank you, Alex. That was the word I was looking for.
Thank you, the person not on the show. Thank you, producer.
I will Venmo Alex whatever the prorated portion of my contract is, like 5 cents for basic 5 seconds for doing that job for me. In honor of that, we ask you, dear listener and dear viewer, and we'll talk to the crew as well. Should we call Mike Brown?
Where is he?
He's like about to get married, but I feel maybe should be involved in this though.
at the altar. Honey, I'll be right back. This is the moment I was born for on the show.
Like need to fire off this hot take on why Cyclops is the best X-Man.
Yes. Do you think Superman's the best? Hang on one second, honey. I do.
So in honor of this, Action Comics number one hitting the shelves, who is the best superhero and why? We were going to ask who's going to win the NBA Finals, and then we thought everyone would answer Denver and the segment would suck. So we're going with this instead. So if you're on YouTube, it's being honest. Like, sincerely, that's the truth. Like, the segment's going to suck if we do that. So let's make it fun. YouTube and Twitch, you're in the chats. You're watching. You want all the bets. You're going to get them. But we want you to tell us your favorite superhero. Who's the best superhero and why? I'll give you mine. Ken will give you his. I actually have my top five list ranked in order.
Wow.
So excited to talk about this a little. Oh, yeah. A little. I used to be a big comic book guy. Mainly when I was a kid, but I still kind of like kept up with it over the course of the years. I wanted to say this also, and I'll be very brief with this. Did you know that there is now a movie being developed and a video game, a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie and video game? This is true. This is not the setup to a joke. And I will be really quick here because I think it's the coolest thing I've ever heard. There was a comic that came out like a couple years ago. I saw it on like IGN's Instagram account, put this out. It's called The Last Ronin, and it's like an alternate like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reality where in the future, like Shredder's grandson like rules Manhattan, like a totalitarian government situation with like the Foot Clan, and three of the turtles and Splinter are all dead and were murdered by the Foot Clan, and one turtle is left, and it's like his like violent tale of revenge, like against the Foot Clan and against grandson. Do you want to know? I feel like it kind of spoils it a little bit. I haven't read it, but like a movie's gonna come out, and apparently this was like the best reviewed thing a couple years ago. It sounds awesome, right?
But in the trailer, they're gonna show you that. Are you not supposed to know the one that's left? Do they tell you at the
end? I don't know. I feel like people don't know because the comments are all like, "Who is it?"
Oh, and you know who it is.
I do know who it is, yeah, because I was very curious.
Don't tell us. People can look it up if they want. Yeah. And I don't think I care, but like me, people might care. That's fine. It's a great teaser.
I think it's a great story, right? Just like because of this childhood thing. And let's like.
I mean, you love anything having to do with Asian culture. So the fact that it's like, oh, well, it's like futuristic and Ronin and whatever. And they're like all these like, martial arts. Like, this is your jam.
Yeah.
This is the thing you like the most. Did you see the Seth Rogen Turtles movie too?
No.
Oh, it was, I took my kids. It was awesome for what it was. Like, I'm not saying they should win the Academy Award or something, but like for what it was, really, really. Also, it has like a ton of 90s hip hop as the soundtrack, which because it's Seth Rogen. So like, it's actually like, I appreciated that, even though my kids were like, I don't understand why, like, why are you happy right now? Cause they're playing Tribe Called Quest. Like I'd say, you know, they just had little moments like that.
And it may or may not surprise people to hear that I watched episode 9 of Shogun last night on Hulu, and I give it my highest recommendation. It's like on the bear level. It's that good.
I haven't watched a single episode. All right. I think I'm gonna wait, and I'm gonna watch it all in like one night or two nights.
It's so, so good. Yes. It's so good. All right. So favorite superheroes at the end of the hour, in between now and then, just an absolute bleep ton of bets. Maybe we'll have some bets for tonight, or maybe not, considering none of the NHL games really matter except for two, the two that do. We have massive favorites, and only like two baseball games. So why don't we go ahead right now, Alex? So give it to we'll talk about the sponsor in a second here. Let's drop the dope ass beat, Jake, and we will get to the bets right now. Our show sponsor is BetMGM. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks, and BetMGM has their Refer a Friend program. All you got to do is sign in, click on the Refer a Friend tab. In a few simple steps, you and your friend, your buddy, your pal, your compatriot will receive a $100 bonus. Promotional details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Ken, let's talk like baseball and hockey tonight, and if we don't like anything, we'll literally go to like the play-in games tomorrow night and then the games for this weekend. Anything for you on tonight's slate in either hockey or baseball? And Jake, stand by in case you've got any baseball for us.
Well, I believe there's only one baseball game yet to take place, and it's the Diamondbacks-Giants game at 9:45, which I do not have a bet on. I think Logan Webb's pitching, though.
He is.
I don't have anything particularly interesting to say about that game. The hockey games, I guess, are only interesting in this way. So, first of all, so you have your two big favorite games. Kings, huge favorite over the Blackhawks, 380, 390, 400. Golden Knights, same kind of market against the Ducks. Both teams kind of need the game. Worth noting, Vegas will be without like three prominent players in their lineup tonight. Chandler Stephenson, who didn't play in their last game. Anthony Mantha, who is kind of like day-to-day. And then Alex Pietrangelo, who's like one of their best defensemen. All of them are not playing. So like they do really need the game. Also, they're not at full strength. So what a bizarre market where you have like all these players out for a team. But like just they need the game. Gets you to minus 380, minus 400. And then you alluded to it. There's like a lot of rumors that like the Blackhawks are going to do really weird stuff with their lines tonight. And I read a couple tweets of people talking about it. And I was like, I don't know what this means, but it sounds like they're treating it like a preseason game. Like, I don't really understand what's
happening. Ed Belfour is going to be in goal. Right. Chris Chelios is going to come out of retirement. Jeremy Roenick's going to play tonight.
And then the other just news that we have, well, I have a couple things. We have two lines that have moved, or two markets where the money line prices move really aggressively. I think kind of like on like rumor and innuendo, I think in one case that guys are all going to sit. And then we have confirmation that Winnipeg is sitting like everyone that they possibly can tonight against Vancouver. So Vancouver was a dog in that game at Winnipeg. Thatcher Demko is going to start because he needs the reps as he returns from his injury, played against Calgary the other night. Now the Canucks are a minus 125 favorite in that game. I think that's kind of interesting. We're a dog now, like 35, 40 cent move through even money. Ton of win probability difference there. And then the other one is, and I don't know if this is confirmed yet, that the Oilers are going to sit a bunch of players tonight at Colorado. So Colorado opened a pretty small favorite in that game. And now Colorado is like minus 215, minus 220. So just like, it's, I don't know enough about hockey single game to be like, here's what you do when this stuff happens. But like in other sports, when you have like news and information that crazy drives a market and creates like a mania around a game, it can typically be pretty valuable to be contrarian in those situations where the market has moved really aggressively on the information. Especially these like need the game games. Like, you know who else was perceived as needing the game going in? The Bruins against Ottawa. They were perceived as needing the game. Then they decided they didn't want to win the game. And then they lost. And then they outshot Ottawa like 94-1 in the third period and still didn't win. But like, it just doesn't always, in the NFL, week 18, we see this all the time. We saw it with what happened in the AFC South with Jacksonville. And you said, like, these games where it's like, well, they don't need the game. Be like, okay. And yet, we have these Spurs over the Nuggets when the Denver was going for the one seed at the end of the NBA regular season. It happens, not that it happens all the time, happens more than you think. That's all I'll say. So maybe the right strategy here is at the death, you make some really contrarian NHL bets tonight. I don't know if enough about hockey to totally recommend that course of action. I can tell you in other sports, that's what I would be doing.
Maybe the right strategy is actually to fire up the PS5 after the show and punt till tomorrow in the world
Watch
of sports.
Right. Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, I did that already for this past week's episode. Jake the Snake has a bet for us in tonight's Giants-Diamondbacks game. And everyone should be checking out Jake daily, weekdays here on the BetQL Network at 2 o'clock Eastern time with our friend Lucy Burge, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. So check Jake out, 2 o'clock Eastern, all social platforms on the BetQL Network. Jake giving out tons of baseball bets every day, tons of baseball analysis, tons of baseball information. Jake, what do you have for us here with the Giants and the D-backs?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Diamondbacks as dogs on the money line today against the Giants and Logan Webb. I know it's Logan Webb. He's really good, yada, yada, yada. Don't care. Ryan Nelson for the Diamondbacks is coming off his best start. 7 innings, 1 earned runs against the Cardinals. And in 2 starts at the Giants, a 1.98 ERA. I just don't think this should be priced like this. So I'm going to take a shot on the money line with the Diamondbacks as a dog. And a bonus college baseball bet, too. A good old-fashioned WTF, wrong team favored. NC State is dogs to UNC. I don't think they should be as big of dogs as they are. They're at home. UNC is terrible on the road. And NC State's playing really, really well lately. I'm going to take them on the money line outright to win.
What sport are we talking about right now?
College baseball.
NC State, they made the Final Four.
I was going to say, didn't people watch the ACC tournament? NC State always beats North Carolina.
And
in the
batting cleanup, DJ Burns. Yeah.
And who's the other? DJ Horn will be betting leadoff.
Yeah, sure.
Jake.
Yeah, go around the one.
Jake, who's the best superhero?
This is going to sound like pandering, but it definitely is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I just, I don't think there's any question about it. We'll talk about that later.
Too. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I have a really strong take on who my second favorite superhero is. Maybe we'll do that a little later. But let's get into, because... because Ken and I, give me a good dollar. Ken and I are off tomorrow, so we'll give you our bets for the NBA play-in right now. Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier both ruled out for tomorrow's game, the Heat-Bulls game, to determine who will lose to the Celtics in the first round. We also got news, Ken, during the show on Alex Caruso that appears to be positive. Per Woj, Alex Caruso's left sprained ankle, there is optimism that Caruso will be in the lineup tomorrow. And how interesting is this? So Butler is ruled out, Terry Rozier is ruled out, looks like Caruso's going to play, and the Miami Heat have gotten bet out at BetMGM, and I just refreshed to make sure that this is right. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite now after being a 1.5-point favorite earlier in the show, you know, before it was official that Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier were going to be ruled out. So Heat minus 2.5, totals 205.5, Miami minus 130 to win the game, the Bulls plus 105. Let's start with the line movement here, and if you're surprised by it, and then we'll give our analysis and bets for the game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Because I think usually, especially with these like standalone games, you have a star injury. And look at what's, not that Giannis and Jimmy Butler are the same player, but you just look at like what happened to the Bucks Pacers price in game one with all of this talk about Giannis missing the game. Like, just, it's not a market that's moving as I would have expected. So it you know, for example, like if you show up and you're like, well, I want to bet the Heat because it's really contrarian. No, it isn't. I mean, it isn't like the price, like they're both announced out. I know the price opened low with the idea that he probably wouldn't play low, but I think if I liked anything in this game, I would just bet the under, which sounds hideous because of what the Heat did against the Sixers the other night. But just like, I don't know, if 205.5, like the Heat aren't going to want to play a game like that. That's not how they wanted to play against Philly either. They're going to throw that like really clunky, awesome zone defense at Chicago. They're going to brick a ton of shots. Like this is what the Miami Heat want to play a game that goes under the total. I think they're going to have success. I liked the under last night. I think it was obviously the right side, but it lost. That's fine. And you have a slightly lower market in this game with another Heat total, and they're missing Jimmy Butler, and they're not going to get Rozier back. I like the under again.
So Ken, we'll be on the under. Yeah, I don't know what I'm missing here. I'd like for Caruso to play, so maybe I'll like wait to make sure that Caruso's playing to feel a little better about it. Who's handling the ball for the Heat? Like, who's gonna like dribble the basketball?
Like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson.
Great, give me the Bulls. I like the Bulls to win.
Also, how are they getting a shot off with less, with more than 3 seconds on the shot clock when those guys are running the offense? I mean, I just, what is this going to be? Yeah.
So maybe I'm like way off here and like the Heat just do their voodoo thing and Spoelstra's obviously a great coach. Give me your Chicago Bulls. I'll take the Bulls to win tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. On the other side, bets for the Kings of Pelly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Oh, this is going to be an absolute fire segment. We'll wrap up our thoughts on tomorrow night's play-in games and then bets for the first round, Saturday and Sunday, all the games in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Ken, let's go to the Western Conference play-in game tomorrow night. Winner will determine the 8th seed in the Western Conference and the right to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, the 1 seed in the West, in round 1. The Kings, about a 1.5-point road favorite at the Pelicans. Total is 211.5. Zion Williamson ruled out for this game for New Orleans. Brandon Ingram clearly not 100% for the Pelicans either. Do you want to just like bet Sacramento here? You want to be contrarian and take the Pels? What are you doing here, Kings and Pels, Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another one of these games, right? These play-in games and some of the first-round games where it's like, all right, most important player in game out, what are you doing? There's still a pick on the board in this game. There are a couple ones. It's not my favorite bet. I think I'm going to have Sacramento for something. They're just playing much better right now. It has to be worth something. I think they have a coaching advantage in the game too. I think that's probably worth something. I don't think the crowd is great. I think that's probably worth something. Like, I just, all of these like small things, I think probably add up to, and no Zion being much bigger than that. Like, maybe McCollum can play better. That's less of a concern. How many minutes is Ingram playing? It looked awful. And maybe it can look different, but I don't think it was just great defense is why it looked awful. It looked awful because he's not all the way back yet. And the idea that you're going to get that, you're not going to get that Alvarado game. The likelihood you get another one of those in the next 100 games is like 2%. And you could get one, but it would be like winning the lottery if that happened. And it was literally the key to them not getting run out of the building by the Lakers in the first three quarters of the game. Just like, it's not even about Sacramento as much, honestly. It's just the state of New Orleans right now in terms of like their team, health, all that stuff. I think you just got to bet Sacramento in the game as not public, but as like obvious as that might seem.
I feel like the Bulls are obvious also, but like the Heat are getting bet. I don't know. I like the Bulls in the first game, and I also like Sacramento in the second game. So give me the Bulls to be the 8 and get slaughtered by the Celtics, and then I'll take the Kings. I don't know if I agree with what you said yesterday, Cam, but I thought it was really interesting that Sacramento, with some playoff experience and a good head coach in Mike Brown, might be able, maybe not like beat Oklahoma City in a best of 7, but maybe able like to extend the series a little bit and make it like a little interesting. I thought that was fascinating. We could obviously talk about that more on Monday's show, but I do like Sacramento to advance to be the 8 to take on OKC. And with that, let's move to Saturday and Sunday. We'll start in the NBA and we'll get to the NHL games that we have markets for already, which is like, it's like, hey, Gary Bettman, I know we don't have all like the Western Conference like matchups yet. Can we get like game times for the series that we know about, please? Like, that'd be really nice. Just saying. So NBA first, and we'll go Saturday, then Sunday. So this is the Saturday slate. I saw this on Twitter earlier. I think that Gus Johnson will be the play-by-play guy for the games on NBA TV. So that's normally like
he was a little last year. He did some of the Bucks games. Yeah, he did some of the Bucks, the first round series against Miami. He did one of those games last year.
It's really funny that those were on NBA. It's like one of the most like memorable first round series ever in the NBA, right? And it's on NBA TV. So 1 o'clock Saturday, NBA TV. Gus Johnson on the call. Make it more interesting. The Cavs, a 4.5-point favorite against the Orlando Magic. Total 207.5.
I think the way I'm starting, so I have the Cavs for the series. What one thing people might be wondering this, like, well, when you bet a team to win the series, like, are you also betting them in the games? Like, I don't know what order this is going to go in, but obviously, like, if I like them in the series, then I think they're going to win game one more often than not. They're 4.5-point favorite. I bet the Cavs in this, and I'll mix these in, like, what I bet in the series and all this stuff, which I did a lot more than the games. I bet the Cavs to win the series. I bet -1.5 games on them to win the series. I just think the Magic complete lack of playoff experience is a really big deal against Mitchell, even if he's not 100%. I think to start out with, though, I think it's unders, like, in this series. The way you, like, not even how the teams have played recently, because the Cavs defense hasn't been as good, but, like, full, like, 100% playoff basketball, both teams. Like, where do they excel? Like, I don't know how anybody's scoring in this game. Magic are certainly more than happy to play a low-scoring game. I know the total's really low already. I think this is just going to be that kind of series, rock fight. I think under to start, and I think I think you could see, like, 190s by the end of this series for totals in here. Just going to be really tough, I think, for anybody to score.
I'm going to pass this game, although hard to disagree with your thought on the under with how these two teams want to play and like how this is probably going to go. I love the Cavs in the series. I talked about that on Monday, and then Ken and I talked about it yesterday. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the Cavs win by margin in this game number one. Maybe like my theory on how this is going to go is I think at the end of the game, in what will probably be rock fights, I trust Donovan Mitchell more than I trust anyone on Orlando, including Paolo Banchero, to like create shots and like make good shots and like get good shots off. So I think the Cavs will win. Maybe they cover. I'm going to pass the game, but I've also bet the Cavs in the series, and I think the Cavs will win this one in short order against Orlando. 3:30 on Saturday, the Timberwolves 1.5-point favorites against the Suns. Total here, Ken, is 214.5.
I did make a small bet on the Suns to win the series this morning when I was doing some other work. I was like, I think nothing's going to change here. Let me just get in. I kind of think Phoenix is even going to get bet the next couple days. I just think there's a lot of organic interest in them by everything that I'm reading, and I just didn't want to get like the worst of the number, honestly. So I bet Phoenix at the best price I could find to win the series, but I have the order here and Minnesota's home crowd's pretty good. Less convinced of anything. The one thing I think is really interesting, Bradley Beal started having some pretty strong performances in a lot of different statistical categories going into the end of the season. There's been a couple studies done that he is like basically after Jamal Murray among current active like remote star players, after Murray, he's like one of the players who improved his play the best during the postseason. I think it might be like overs on him early on here. Like, you always worry about him catching an injury as the series goes on, but really like was kind of the key to how the Suns have played the last few weeks. Finally healthy, plays well, plays even better in the playoffs. Like a Jamal Murray light is kind of what I would call him, basically. So I think, I'm not sure who's going to win this game, but I think Beal numbers before that starts to be a recurring topic that we talk about.
And like, I bet the Suns also for the series. I'm not going to bet this game. If the Timberwolves do win game one, I'll bet the Suns again in the series, and I'll bet the Suns in game two. Almost also, like, if the Suns win game one, I might bet the Timberwolves to win game two. And I think that Phoenix will still win the series, even if Minnesota did win game two. So no bet for me on game one with the Suns and the Wolves. I will have a bet on this next game, and I'll go first here, Ken, with the Knicks and the 76ers, 6 o'clock on Saturday. The Knicks, a juice 2.5 at BetMGM, total 208. 8.5. I'm going to lay the Knicks. I think this game will be close going into the fourth quarter, and I think the Knicks will pull away late. Huge game for Jalen Brunson. I think it'll be 30-plus for Brunson. Embiid's not fully healthy. Crowd's going to be going insane. Give me the Knicks to win this game by, like, let's call it, like, 6 to 10 points on Saturday. Love the Knicks in game one, and I like the Knicks in the series as well.
Yeah, tough not to. The way Embiid looked against Miami, it's tough not to, like, unders on him. Under in the game, Knicks to start, and then just see how Embiid looks, and you can adjust how you feel. I just want to see how Philly looks in this. Curious some of the defensive cross-matching. I think you could also play against, like, the career game from the role player, and now they're going on the road. Like, what's the Batum number in this game? I think it's pretty interesting. Like, a lot made of that Harris didn't play down the stretch. Batum made all those threes. Really, really tough for role players to have, like, back-to-back strong games, especially when the next one's on the road. Maybe if you get an inflated number on that, and under on, like, the hero of yesterday's game, might be a pretty good idea too.
You will not get an inflated number on the hero of Thursday night's game. Nicholas Batum's points prop for Saturday against the Knicks is 5.5, and it is used under. So, Embiid's points prop is 29.5.
That's really open already? What is it?
Oh,
it's Thursday,
and,
right? Yeah, prop markets
and not only
for
that,
Saturday?
Not only that, BetMGM has, like, every single player that could play in the game is open. Like, you could bet Deuce McBride's
What's
points
Tobias
prop
Harris's
if you wanted
number?
To right now. 13.5 juiced under.
That's like a little low.
Well, can I say something crazy? Since it's on the road, I wouldn't bet the under. I would bet the under if the game was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because just be like, you know who lives rent-free in his head? His own fans. Like, I mean,
his
that
own
was
fans,
a,
correct.
That was a wild situation in last night. They're just so done with him. It's like really, really crazy.
And to be fair to them, like, he sucks. Like, he's terrible.
Well, he had a sequence where he missed three layups on one possession. Like, I'd boo, and I don't boo anybody in a game. It's ridiculous. So, if that's the case with the Batum number, I don't have a lot of bets in the gag. So I'll go with you on the Knicks, maybe.
Yeah, and also, like, everyone's like, oh my God, poor Tobias Harris. The guy is literally, like, richer than Jeff Bezos. So, like, he's good. Like, he's good. No worries. Yeah. Give me the Knicks. And I'll bet the Jalen Brunson points over also. I think he might flirt with 40 in game number one. Final game on Saturday, Nuggets and the Lakers. Nuggets have been bet out to a 7.5-point home favorite, total 223.5. We said on the show yesterday, or I did at least, that I was considering the Lakers to at least cover in game one. Gallagher comes on, he's like, yeah, I think the Nuggets are probably going to cover. It's just like, that. This is one, right, kind of similar to Pacers-Bucks that we'll get to in a second, where if I click that button on the Lakers, I may feel really, really stupid at the conclusion of the game. At the conclusion. What do you want to do here? Talk me into something, maybe, with the Lakers and the Nuggets, game one.
I mean, I don't think the number's way off. It seems a little big, honestly. I have Denver for the, so again, we'll mix this stuff in. I have bet one team to win the NBA title that is playing in the postseason, or period, because it's not like I bet a team that missed the playoffs. I bet the Nuggets for a lot, and I've had that forever, and I'm not adding anything in that market. I'm going to bet the Celtics to beat a couple non-Denver teams at big prices, now with the idea that the Celtics might have a walk, basically, to the NBA Finals. Might as well play some contingencies if Denver doesn't get there for whatever reason. But that's all I'm doing that's not Denver to win the title. This is a pretty advantageous setup for the Lakers. Like, Denver hasn't played a playoff game. Like, be like, oh, well, they have a bunch of time off. Great. Like, Murray hasn't played a lot. Like, they haven't played a lot together recently. Down the stretch, they weren't as good as they were earlier in the year. And, like, they'll get, like, they have the best player in the league. They'll be fine. But are they going to be fine in game one to win by a ton against, like, healthy LeBron? I don't know, relatively healthy Davis, even though he struggled in the fourth quarter. The other thing is, like, they got Gabe Vincent back. He played minutes the other night. Like, the Lakers are good. Like, I think Denver's going to win the title. I have bet them. 7.5 right out of the gate is, like, a kind of a tough number here, to be honest. And I'm the person who also thinks this series is going to go longer than people expect. And I think if the Denver wins, I just think it takes a little longer than the conference finals. The schedule is much more advantageous for the Lakers than it was last year in the conference finals. So, yeah, like, 7.5, I like the Lakers in this game. But I think the Denver Nuggets win the series, but I just think it takes a while.
And it does feel like this number won't last for that long. The 7.5 is juiced towards the Lakers. So, look, I mean, like, it might just go down to 7, whatever. It's not like you're going to get, like, you bet the Lakers 7.5, it's going to close like 3.5. That's not going to happen, barring, like, an injury of some kind. Couple bucks for me on the Lakers. I'll also, and I agree with Mike, and, like, how could you not? Like, D'Angelo Russell's been really good. And if the Lakers are going to, like, have this type of series, Ken, that you think they're capable of having and, like, make this pretty competitive, win a couple games, maybe extend it a little bit, like, Russell's going to have to play well. And especially, we don't always see LeBron, like, go nuclear stat-wise in game ones. D'Angelo Russell's points prop here is 15.5. I'll put a couple bucks on D'Angelo Russell's points prop over as well. Game number one on Saturday night with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Nick and Ken, you better you bet on a Thursday, giving you bets for the weekend in the NBA. We'll get to the NHL in a second. But Ken, let's go to Sunday now. Only two games open, obviously, because we don't know OKC or Boston's opponent yet. Those will be the other two games on Sunday. Clippers, a 1.5-point home dog right now against the Mavericks. Kawhi Leonard, officially questionable for the game. It feels like he's not going to play. So again, Dallas, a 1.5-point road favor, 223.5 the total.
Yeah, just like the reporting we have right now, just best guess. I don't think he's playing. And I don't know about the rest of the series. We're too far out to make that decision. Just like I got info from a couple people that seemed like he was on the wrong side of questionable. This reporting seems like he's on the wrong side of questionable. Look, like he could play. Best guess is he's going to sit. The market, I mean, the Mavs are favored on the road. It already reflects the fact that he's very unlikely to play. I don't think there's a lot to do here. I was trying to think about, like, a player prop that I would like if Kawhi didn't play, or just based on, like, kind of what the Mavs do also. Like, someone who's been unbelievable in this final closing stretch for them since he came back from injury is Russell Westbrook. I could see him having some, like, really, now the usage is kind of available to Harden's getting no calls because of the way the game is officiated now. Paul George will play great, but he'll be lined like he'll play great. I like Westbrook to kind of go nuts in some of these games. Like, we're going to get against the Mavs bench in some of these cases. Kyrie and Luka's perimeter defenders. Maybe, like, a Westbrook triple-double at some point in the series. That's probably just where I'm going to go to start.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, they're not, like, Clippers props aren't really up right now.
Right,
actually,
they won't
Kawhi
be,
Leonard's,
we won't know.
Kawhi's prop is up.
Well, that's because.
Really funny.
Yeah, but I think they figure, like, if he plays, he's good for that number. Yeah. What's his points prop? Yep. Like, mid-20s?
24.5.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's probably a little less than you'd think, but the idea is, like, if he plays, they probably don't mind taking bets on that. I don't think there's, like, an angle to play that with the injury, but I could be wrong.
So, past the game? Like, the game itself, though?
Yeah, I'm gonna play some Westbrook stuff for a couple bucks, maybe some big prices on him to have like monster stats in some categories, and that's about it.
And I've come around on this just for like, you know, I was actually thinking about it today. Am I really gonna like click the button to bet Milwaukee in game one without Giannis against Indiana? And the answer I came to is no. In fact, like I'd like to win on the other side because I think Indiana's gonna win the game.
Because winning
I'll
is
lay,
fun.
Right. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Pacers on the road against Milwaukee in game one, Ken.
I don't have anything I want to do here. I don't want to bet the Bucks. I'm not going to bet the Bucks. I think at any point I may bet the Pacers at some point in some game. I just don't think it's right now. This is probably the game one that I have the least feel for in terms of what I want to do.
What is your favorite bet that we've talked about right now for the various game ones in the NBA postseason?
I think it's the Lakers. God, like a healthy Knicks margin for error for that team. Yeah. The Knicks in game one, I can see that also. I just got to see how those pieces fit together with Embiid playing. He's got none of that this year. Just have no idea what that's going to look like.
All right, so those are our bets for the game ones in the NBA. On the other side, we will give you bets for the game ones that we know about in the NHL playoffs, and that it's only right now the four Eastern Conference games. So we'll do that on the other side, and then we'll take your chat submissions and social media submissions. Who's the best superhero? That's how we'll wrap up the Thursday edition of the show. Right after this. And the fourth period. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano. Our technical director, Sean, smile on his mouth, hand on his ha. Our video producer, the great Brian Gertsch. And our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, co-host of Bet Slips and Bet Flips. 2 o'clock Eastern Time, weekdays here on the BetQL Network. BetMGM tonight coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza. All right, Ken, bets for the game ones in the NHL this weekend. Let's go to Saturday's action, which will start with the Hurricanes and the Islanders from Carolina. The Canes -225, a big favorite. Islanders +185. Total in the game is 5.5, juiced under. Freddie Anderson likely to start for Carolina. And we think that Varlamov will start for the Islanders, not Ilya Sorokin. Any bets here for the Hurricanes and the Islanders?
Yeah, and I'll do my series bets here too. I don't think I'm going to bet like the game ones aggressively in any of these series, but I'll just tell you in each of the series what I like. I like the series to go longer, I think, than people expect. I think the Islanders have a puncher's chance to win it. Plus games, money line. You can take a game off like you're going to talk about. Maybe Varlamov is bad and Sorokin, who I still think is like the best goalie in the world, comes in. A lot of the Hurricanes' underlying stuff, things that matter in the postseason, a lot of their 5-on-5 metrics, their goalie play, all of this is pretty blah. Dennis mentioned their scoring is going to get a lot better. He's right. The problem is all the other stuff doesn't look very good. So I think this team, yet again, is extremely overrated. Now, they can beat the Islanders, obviously, in the series, but I think it could be a lot closer than people think. So plus games, small bet on the money line for them to win the series. Hope it goes 6, hope it goes 7.
I'll have a bet on the Islanders to win this game. I also think that this game could be higher scoring than expected. Now, it's 5.5 juiced way under. If it ever goes to 5, I'm going to bet the over. 3 of the 4 matchups between the teams this year were very high scoring, like 7 or 8 goals. My prediction is we'll see Ilya Sorokin at some point in this series. So I'll have a small bet on the over, and I'll have a small bet on the Islanders, and I agree with Ken. Islanders' chance to win this series and extend it very deep. Saturday night, Bruins and the Leafs in Beantown, Boston -120. Leafs about even money. Total in the game is 5.5, over juiced -125, so we may see a 6. We're expecting Jeremy Swayman to be the starter for Boston. That is not confirmed yet. Samsonov, Ken, will start for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I know it seems really obvious, like Bruins 4-0'd them in the regular season, won every meeting, historically eliminate them from the playoffs all the time. I do like the Bruins in the series, though. I mean, this does not mean, like, bet an impossibly large amount of money on the Bruins. Like, they have to win. They can lose just like every team can lose, but these are certain indicators that we look for. I like their profile as a Stanley Cup champion, a deep-run team, way more than Toronto's, and they're a small price in the series, and they beat this team a lot in the regular season. So I'm going to bet same size bet as the other stuff, bet Boston to win the series. I don't know if I'm going to lay games in it just because these teams have a history of going to some Game 7 sometimes, but Bruins to win the series is how I'm going to play it. And I do have some money on the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup, with the idea that their first two opponents are likely to be teams that they played very well against.
Listen, I just want some action this weekend. I'm going to have a small bet on the Bruins. I bet the Bruins to win the series, as we talked about yesterday and today on the show. I'll have a small bet on the Bruins here in Game 1. Just my thought on how the goalie situation will play out for Boston. Swayman's been electric this year against Toronto. If he falters in, like, any game, I think they're going to pull the plug pretty quickly and go to Linus Ullmark. And we'll see if that happens over the course of the series. So a couple bucks for me on the Bruins, couple bucks for me on the Islanders on Saturday. To Sunday, Ken, Panthers -165. Five in game one against Tampa. Total in the game is 6, juiced under.
I like Boston a lot as a potential Stanley Cup champion. I ran all my final stuff last night. These games today won't change anything. Florida is the most likely team to me by far now to win the Stanley Cup. Boston and Vancouver exist in a second group behind them. The Bruins price is better, which is why I talked about that yesterday. The Bruins also went 4-0 against the Panthers, who they're going to play in the second round. I think the winner of Panthers-Bruins actually wins the Stanley Cup a lot. That's how I'm approaching the bracket, and we can talk about the West next week or whatever. I bet a couple Panthers in the Conn Smythe market. The obvious choices, Kachuk, Reinhardt, Bobrovsky, I think are pretty good. Just price shop them. I like the Panthers in this series also. I think the Lightning are the most overrated team in the tournament, probably, versus how people feel about them.
I love how we would get like a 2011 Stanley Cup final rematch. Hopefully no riots this time on the streets of Vancouver if things don't go well for the Canucks, if indeed we get that matchup. Tim Thomas would drop the puck at center ice if we got the Bruins and the Canucks, along with Roberto Luongo. No bet for me in game number one, like the Panthers in the series against Tampa. And we will close the hockey portion of this segment with the Rangers and the Caps on Sunday. Rangers -250, Caps +200. Total in the game 5.5, juiced under. I will not bet this game. I will be watching as a Rangers fan, but I will say, if I were not a Rangers fan, we'd probably have a couple bucks speculative bet on the Washington Capitals here in game one.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, not all big favorites are created equal. Like, there's just nothing to like about the Capitals, and I'm not betting the Rangers in the series. I think the series is probably just appropriately priced. Like, the Rangers, like, they get bounced round one last year against the Devils. They make a coaching change. They have an unbelievable season. Like, they're going to get bounced again to the worst team that's, like, ever made the playoffs. Maybe the series goes longer and people don't expect it. I have no bets on this series. I am also, though, not on the Rangers to do anything in these playoffs, like conference finals, Stanley Cup winner. I'll probably be finding a spot to fade them later. I just don't think it's right here.
That's unfortunate for you, because the Rangers are going to win their first Stanley Cup since 1994. No bet for me, though, on this game with the...
Can I give you a bonus bet real quick?
Bonus? What do you got?
Because we're not going to do any West stuff. I bet one other player in the Conn Smythe market, price shop it, but like some of these prices, 45, 50 to 1, they make no sense to me, and maybe I'm crazy. Quinn Hughes of the Canucks is definitely the most likely player on their team to win if they win the Stanley Cup. Demko will win a little bit. Goalies win less often. Patterson, like some of their other like centers could win, but like Quinn Hughes is going to win the Norris Trophy. He drives everything about the team. Kale McCarr, Victor Hedman are defensemen that score a lot that have won recently. Conn Smythe Trophy. If the Canucks are like 18, 16 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup, Quinn Hughes 50 to 1 to win the Conn Smythe. I don't understand at all, and I think they are very likely to beat Nashville in the first round, which means that price is very likely to go down.
A nice bonus bet from our guy Ken Barkley to wrap up the weekend of playoff betting in the Game 1s. Playoffs here. And you better, you bet. All right, let's close the show here with a little fun. Great job by Alex, our executive producer, letting us know this morning that today is the 86th anniversary of the debut of Superman in Action Comics number 1. So we asked the question to our listeners and viewers, YouTube, Twitch, social media, who is the best superhero? Now, I think Ken and I both say Spider-Man is the best superhero. My second choice would be the Silver Surfer. I have a really strong take on that. I don't think I'll have enough time to explain it. Maybe we could do it in a future edition of the show. But I love me the Silver Surfer. Extremely underrated. Let's go to our listeners and viewers and find out what they think of the time we have remaining here. Alex, pop on here. Give us the first one and we'll roll from there.
All right, let's start with one from the YouTube chat. Our guy at Bob Frank. How about this? The original Raging Cajun Gambit. The unofficial patron superhero of gamblers. Chucking explosive playing cards at his foes. What's not to love?
Yeah, everyone, like, loved Gambit. I was never a big X-Men guy, but, like, Gambit's obviously was, like, created basically to be, like, a very cool superhero, and he is pretty cool. I just don't love the X-Men.
Crafted in a lab to be, like on the whiteboard, it's, like, cool. It's, like, draw a picture of what you think. My only thing was, so he had the cards. Did he have, like, a staff, too? Was that the other thing that he had?
Yes, like a bow staff.
Why did he have that if he could light cards on fire? Why would you have a stick?
Because it was cool.
Right, and exactly. He's a character that's both cool and makes no sense. Let's have him also speak with like a Creole accent with everything that he
and
says.
Call every woman mon cherie. Yeah. Like, let's combine cool Cajun guy with Donatello from the Ninja Turtles. You know who you get?
Yeah.
Gambit.
All
right,
great.
So that's a patron good submission from Bob Frank.
Though. I like that one. That was very on topic. Yeah.
Bob, we appreciate that. Alex, what's next? Please be quick here.
All right, let's take one from Twitter. Our guy Mark Malusis, shout out to the Moose. He said Wolverine. Moose loves the Wolverine. Fierce and loyal, superhuman senses and strength. He's got steel claws. Plus, he's just really cool.
Wolverine is really cool. I was never a big X-Men guy, though. So, like, Wolverine is not on my favorite list, but I acknowledge that Wolverine's very cool.
I'd probably have him second, like, behind. I grew up with Spider-Man, too. I also think the Spider-Verse movies that are, like, very popular right now are, like, probably the best iteration of, like, any comic book hero ever, and they're going on right now, which is really cool.
Should I watch that movie tonight, the new one?
Yeah, watch both of them. They're both awesome.
I saw the first one. I saw the first one.
Great,
yeah,
watch it again.
I'm going to watch the second one. I'm going to watch the second one tonight. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, the second one is unbelievably good.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's crazy. So, and it looks like Jay Klopfenstein, who listens to the show all the time, looks like he was a Wolverine guy, too.
Yeah, I also like if Wolverine fought Gambit, like Wolverine, you wouldn't be able to bet Wolverine in the market. He'd be such a big favorite against that loser with his kinetic playing cards Gambit.
Malcherry.
Yes, he's 20. Boston Blackjack and Wolverine would rip his throat out. Alex, what's next?
That's funny. They actually fought in X-Men Origins, but we don't talk about that movie. That's a terrible movie.
Who won?
Anyway, I think Wolverine did because he ended up having Gambit take him to Stryker's fortress. So I would say Wolverine won.
Yeah. Ooh, Stryker was the bad guy from the second. I thought Stryker was a good, made up, like not in the comics, but a good bad guy. Who's next, Alex?
All right, let's get another one from Twitter. Our guy at Kilmer's. How about this, guys? He didn't tweet it, but he put a GIF out on the reply. He flies, he thinks, he wears underwear over his pants. Half man, half quail, all hero, Quail Man.
Quail Man is like Doug, right, from Nickelodeon? It was like Doug's like superhero alter ego?
That is correct.
Yes, question mark? Yeah.
All right, so I'll say... I'll say this to Kilmer's. We love you. You know we love you. You can do better. Alex, what's next?
Wilmers.
All right, another one from Twitter. At Kimball Gathers, Green Lantern. Why? Well, he has a ring.
Yeah, here's my hot take, and I think this will really, like, aggravate people, and I'm okay with that. This is, like, a hot take. This is hot take BS. Here's my hot take, Ken, to close, and thanks to Kimball Gathers for the submission, and maybe we'll do more of this next week. It's like, we're barely scratching the surface here. I think DC sucks. And I also don't like DC comics.
It's an entire universe.
No, but all seriousness. But like, I think Batman's pretty lame. I think Superman's really lame. I think The Flash, he runs fast, great. So does Usain Bolt. He's not a superhero. I think Green Lantern also is spectacularly lame. So I'm out on all the DC guys.
What does the ring do? You know?
It shoots green stuff.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's always just, like, energy with a lot of those guys, with a lot of those characters. I'm just like, can we get a little more creative here? Like, even, like, Magneto, at least it's like, well, it's got magnetic fields. Well, I can relate to that. I use magnets all the time. What about the Green Lanterns? We got a ring and it shoots stuff.
It shoots green stuff. All right.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Ken and I are off tomorrow. Ken, have a good weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. We'll have a huge show, obviously, coming up on Monday, the start of draft week.
Yeah, then time to aggressively bet some NHL series tomorrow, the day before the playoffs start. Should be great.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday, but make sure you check out You Better You Bet coming up tomorrow. And until we meet again, Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.